What's in a name? Turns out a whole heck of a lot. It's how this women's roller derby team stands out from the crowd. They're the Lake Effect Furies, kicking off their skirmish with a group cheer here in Buffalo, New York.
Let's play hard, smart, and together, okay?
Yeah.
Furies, one team on three.
One, two, three.
Furies, one team!
Huntress line, first please.
At first, the group was called the Queen City Roller Girls All-Star Team.
But that didn't have a lot of personality to it.
That's team captain Michael Thomas. He's one of two captains on the team.
So they just wanted to do a play on words to the Buffalo City and our snowstorms, obviously. So that's where the lake effect came from. But instead of flurries, it's furies. The furies are a character from Greek mythology.
Meanwhile, about 30 miles away, Eric Bernardi is helping a customer decide which flavor of ice cream she should get.
Hi, what can I get for you today? Maybe the salted caramel twist?
Yeah, sure.
He's one of the owners of Lake Effect Artisan Ice Cream in Lockport, New York. It's a tiny little ice cream shop located in the downtown area right near the locks on the Erie Canal. So what does this frosty treat of happiness have in common with the troublesome effects of Lake Effect snow?
The reason it made sense is because Lake Effect is synonymous with cold. For some people, it's a good thing. For other people, it's not something they really care for. But we're certainly doing our best to try and put a positive spin on it.
Eric and his partner, Jason Wolf, discussed the name of the business at length. They eventually agreed on a name that closely connects with the region and its people.
We both had the same thought. When it came up, we're like, okay, Lake Effect, it's great. It's part of the region. It's great. But then we started to realize how far Lake Effect really goes.
Right.
Around all the Great Lakes, around all through Canada, everybody knows what it is.
When it comes to Lake Effect snow, everyone, particularly in New York State, gets their turn. Looking back, it's been a mild winter. But with little ice on the Great Lakes, Mother Nature dumped lots of snow in some areas, especially along Lake Ontario, like over 16 feet around Tug Hill and more than 24 feet of snow in Oswego County. Now, when using this weather phenomenon with a brand or service, context is key, says Seth Oyer. He's a public communication expert at Buffalo State College.
I think it has to do with what the product or service is, because sometimes there might be something that's more fun, like an ice cream shop, or there might be something that is more serious, like a funeral home, for example, might be a little bit different in terms of, having sort of fun with it.
And folks over at Pearl Street Grill and Brewery in downtown Buffalo are certainly having fun with it. Hungry patrons scarf down food inside, while just outside, the Lake Effect Man keeps watch. He's a statue at least 12 feet tall, strung up on the roof, bundled in a brown coat and a brown hat.
And he's holding his hat. You can tell that some weather's bearing down on him. There's like snow on his shoulders and snow on his face. And his head's kind of tilted into the wind as he's holding his hat.
That's Josh Catchery, the restaurant's director of operations. He says the Lake Effect Man is the logo for their beer, the Lake Effect Beer. It's an American pale ale brewed on the premises. Catchery says they decided on the name Lake Effect because the city is known for its harsh winters. He's not worried at all that the hardships associated with Lake Effect snow would turn people away from their brand.
So we embrace the fact that we endure that kind of those kind of storms.
And as it turns out, residents not only endure these kinds of storms, but wear it as a badge of honor. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.